Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Menuangkan segelas atau dua gelas anggur atau wine bisa sangat berarti bagi mata kecil yang menonton di rumah. Data baru mengatakan orang tua telah mengkonsumsi lebih banyak alkohol selama pembatasan kegiatan pandemi COVID-19. Dr. Erin Laylow dari Yayasan Alkohol dan Narkoba mengatakan bahwa hal tersebut dapat meninggalkan dampak jangka panjang pada anak-anak.
Parental use of alcohol can mean earlier use of alcohol by young people, and it also affects their approach to alcohol consumption later in life.
Yayasan Alkohol dan Narkoba mensurvei 1.000 orang tua dan menemukan hampir 30% dari mereka telah meningkatkan konsumsi alkohol sejak karantina wilayah atau lockdown dimulai. Hampir 2 dari 5 mengatakan peningkatan konsumsi alkohol tersebut dikarenakan stres dan kecemasan yang meningkat. Dr. Laylor mengatakan, 1 dari 4 orang tua yang disurvei secara spesifik menunjuk pada tantangan pembelajaran jarak jauh atau remote learning anak-anak mereka.
So you think about the world that we're living in, it's the perfect storm really. We've got stress and anxiety, kids being homeschooled, and really aggressive advertising and promotion of alcohol via digital platforms. So it's getting parents to understand that the behavior that they role model to their kids around alcohol will support their children using alcohol in a less risky way as they grow up.
Namun, sebuah organisasi lain, Alcohol Beverages Australia, mengatakan tingkat konsumsi alkohol mayoritas warga Australia kurang lebih tidak bertambah. Dalam sebuah pernyataan, CEO organisasi tersebut, Andrew Wilsmore, mengatakan, "Sudah saatnya orang Australia diberi penghargaan atas perilaku bertanggung jawab mereka selama krisis ini." Sementara itu, Shana Wan yang tinggal di wilayah regional New South Wales mengakui tautan antara konsumsi alkohol dan pembatasan pergerakan selama pandemi ini.
You know, so meaning they might be starting drinking earlier and earlier, or normalizing daytime drinking even, and all those sorts of things. And we're very hyper aware that a little transition can happen without people even being aware. And when lockdown's over, those problems might stay with those people long after lockdown. So we just want them to be aware.
Shana Wan adalah salah satu pendiri kelompok diskusi online yang dipimpin secara sukarela bernama Sober in the Country.
So the lovely thing is, in 2020, technology is amazing, and there are so many of us at the front lines raising awareness. And they're filled with amazing people who are all just doing the same thing. They might want to cut back, they might want to quit, but it's an online community that takes the isolation out of it, gives people a bit of camaraderie, a bit of mateship.
Sementara itu, pakar kesehatan mengalihkan perhatian mereka ke isu kesehatan mental selama pandemi COVID-19. Penelitian baru menunjukkan bahwa pria khususnya mengalami kesulitan untuk meminta bantuan. Untuk Kapten Tentara Hugo Tuvi, isolasi itu bertepatan dengan pemulihan dari operasi kanker usus keenamnya.
It's actually been a bit difficult. I'm pretty open with my mental health battles, and during these times especially, I think it's important because I know my mental health can be pretty fragile, so I still speak to my psychologist regularly.
Psikolog klinis Dr. Zach Seidler mengatakan, 1 dari 5 pria telah melaporkan pemburukan kesehatan mental selama pandemi COVID-19 dimulai kepada organisasi kesehatan pria bernama Movember.
So, we just conducted a survey of over 1,500 people and we found that while 8 out of 10 guys really wanted to be checked in on, 50% of them said that no one had actually seen how they were coping. We really want everyone to lean on their mates. We'd love you to take aside 5 minutes of your day and just reach out to someone because it's going to be really good for you and them.
Mr. Tuvi yang berusia 28 tahun mengatakan bahwa anjing peliharaannya adalah teman yang membantunya selama masa pembatasan pergerakan COVID-19.
Ernie and Iggy and they've been amazing. Ernie's my little recovery dog, and I pretty much got him when I was first recovering from bowel cancer. And yeah, we love dogs, and I think dogs are awesome, especially during these times where you can't really go out too much.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.